Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill Dietrich. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Milt Galatzer. Batting second. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting third. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Brenzel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick takes first base on ball four. Trosky moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to third. Higgins moves to second. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to home to get Miller. Higgins moves to third. Finney moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is walked intentionally. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker strikes out. Two outs. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Hudlin reaches second base with a double. Brenzel moves to third. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Galatzer hits a line drive to center field. Kramer throws towards the plate. Hayes fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hayes. Brenzel scores. Hudlin scores. Galatzer moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Galatzer. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0 for 1 in the game. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to second. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Higgins strikes out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair strikes out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Brenzel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a line drive into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brenzel hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hudlin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Galatzer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Williams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-1 in the game. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaum hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trosky scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brenzel hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hudlin strikes out. Two outs. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Galatzer hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McNair moves to second. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McNair moves to third. Jimmy Fox pinch hits for Bill Dietrich. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McNair scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Mahaffey now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops it up and throws to first, with Mahaffey covering, for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Monty Pearson now pitching. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller strikes out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 3 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kham takes first base on ball 4. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Markham pinch hits for Roy Mahaffey. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 4 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.